Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy are currently on holidays. They'll be back to drive you home January 20. In the meantime, we're looking back at some of our favourite moments of the year, and this special podcast is all about Carrie's relationship with her partner, Chris.
These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy.
The cricket's on at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, it is,
the
mate.
Ashes.
Yeah.
Did I hear we won overnight?
Yeah, we did.
Well, yes, what does that mean now? You got to play another 40 days again for the next game?
Oh, it sounds like you're particularly annoyed about this.
No.
More than just general cricket
annoyance. I actually quite enjoy a bit of cricket. I don't like necessarily watching it. I like it on in the background.
In the background of what?
Just not in the background of everything in my life.
Right. What are you talking about specifically?
I just feel like it's on a lot at the moment.
Yeah.
It was on a lot.
When you try and have your parent time. Is that what you're trying to do?
Look, Sunday night.
I'm just saying, I teased at the start of the show that someone's intimate romance was getting interrupted by something. Now, that's got to, it's not me.
Okay, so, you catch the windows when you can get them.
Yes.
When you've got kids, right?
Yes.
They're short little windows.
Yep.
And they often fall on a Sunday night for some reason.
Oh, I mean, MasterChef's usually on. That gets you in the mood.
What gets you in the mood?
Yep.
What makes you feel good?
Yeah.
And thought we'd have a little pash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A smooch.
Yep. Pash yep. while the ashes is on.
Yep.
Yep. And it was only about three quarters of the way through the pash
yes.
that I realised that somebody that was involved in the pash was not watching me.
Yeah. You thought stump him was a weird instruction.
But was watching the cricket.
He's out of his crease. Sorry, babe.
I've got creases. Yeah. What?
What? Sorry.
I'm getting
Sorry.
Back into the gym. Give me time.
Run. What? Jeez. This fantasy has gone really.
Overrun.
Really.
Oh.
okay. So, anyway.
So, what I
you
noticed.
Thought, you thought the least you could do is turn the cricket.
Turn the cricket off. I mean, it's not for long. Let's be honest.
The cricket, 5 days.
No.
Oh, the window. Sorry,
yes.
mate.
Not even yes. the window, just
the pash. The pash. Yeah, yeah. So,
you
we thought
you
there
found
are other
this
things.
Quite fun.
Well, I thought there are other things. That
yes.
surely it's not just cricket.
Yes.
Surely there are things. Both guys and girls, when you go, can you just
yep.
put down the cross stitch? Like, it's not a long.
I mean, it's a very dangerous activity with the cross stitch involved.
It is. Well, that's maybe the
or
charm.
Or the knitting needle.
That's exciting.
Or the sudden, spice things
sudden,
up.
Oh, you pricked me. Sorry. I said you're a prick. Okay. So we thought on 13 10 60. Mm.
Okay. Get it off.
While we
get it off.
What do you want your partner? You just go, oh, get it off. So you can get it on. Give us a call, 13 10 60. We'd love to hear from you.
This is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
We're talking about
what you want off.
Yes. So,
while you're getting it on.
Yes.
Keegs, take it away. Get it off.
While we
get it on.
Because the
we
ashes.
You almost said the exact words.
I couldn't get Keegs' attention. I was waving at him.
Yeah, well, it was a good fill.
Keegs?
Keegs was just listening to old Hamish and Andy podcast, remembering the glory days. Sorry, Keegs, we're all here now.
No, ashes have been on.
Mm.
Yes, Sunday night. Thought we'd have a quick little pash.
Yeah.
And noticed during the quick little pash that there was a lot of ashes going on, a lot
yes.
of watching the ashes going along while the pashing was happening.
Yes.
And you thought there'd be lots of people that get distracted.
Won't just be
pash.
The ashes.
Won't just be
There'll
the ashes.
Be other stuff that people
like you
can't
mentioned,
tell.
People were doing cross stitch. Caitlin didn't even know what cross stitch was. Do you want to explain to Caitlin what cross stitch is?
Caitlin, what did you think it was?
I know what cross stitch is, but Belle told me that it was a utensil, and I was like, "What's a cross stitch utensil?" I know it's the stitching on the ball.
What? The stitching on a ball?
On a cricket ball is a cross stitch.
What are you talking? It's an activity where you use a needle and thread.
Yeah, and I think
Isn't
you
that...
have like a mat.
Yes, and you make little like floral designs.
Yeah, it's always
stuff.
A picture of a house.
Yeah.
Oh, right. No, yeah, I didn't know
it's
that,
good
guys.
That you were so confident with
sinking Bell into it.
Yeah.
Jesse, what do you
yes.
want off while you're getting it on?
The crime show. So I can be sitting on top of my partner, trying to kiss him, and his head will slowly start to move to the side and try and watch it. And, yeah, I just
Sorry,
go, right.
Jesse, we missed you at the beginning. What was the actual thing that he watches?
He watches the Crime Channel.
Crime Channel?
Wow, that's hectic.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, he knows a lot about, murderers and stuff, don't worry.
Okay.
it's so not romantic at all, but yeah.
I hope he doesn't start watching the Crime Channel and then get in the mood for it. That's
but people
weird.
Do that with Game of Thrones and stuff. Wasn't that the thing with Game of Thrones?
That was more sexual.
Oh, right.
Maybe. I don't know about murders.
I don't know. It could be dragons. I don't know what turns people on these days. Pam, what do you want off while you're trying to get it on?
Oh, the NRL. Yes. We were trying to get down and dirty, and I knew that he was not paying attention when he yelled out, try.
I am.
It's not on. It's not on. You're not going to get a try with me if you're watching that.
Maybe he's just giving you a bit of encouragement.
Oh, good on you, Pam. That's so good. Let's go to
Shay.
To Shay. Yeah. Finish us off, Shay.
So my boyfriend watches how to grow vegetable videos while we're trying to have a pack, and we have a crazy 2-year-old, so we don't get the chance often.
So he's watching how to grow
vegetable videos.
I mean, maybe he's just trying to get a root.
These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy.
What are you obsessed with at the moment? What's your thing you're watching at home alone at night?
Well, I'm watching a show about these hillbillies that hunt Bigfoots, but I know,
Of course you are.
It's called Hidden Monsters, but I know it's not relatable to anyone, so let's talk about yours.
Well,
what are
mine,
you obsessed with?
Everyone had been telling me to watch Younger on Stan, and I'm like, I don't like to watch what everyone tells me to watch.
Yeah, I felt like that about Harry Potter. I said I hate Harry Potter and I've never seen him. It's just because everyone liked him, so I didn't want to.
Kind of with me in Star Wars.
Okay,
I refuse to watch it because people say it's so good.
So we're both idiots, but you're into Younger.
Okay, but anyway, I happened to watch it and I'm obsessed. I haven't been this obsessed since like OC Dawson Creek days, like a long time ago, because I've been watching things like Chernobyl and Breaking Bad, just really hectic stuff that I go to sleep and I'm trying to solve the world's problems.
So Younger's some candy. It's like Ryan punching someone back in the face.
No brain work required. It's a girl thing, so I can watch it on my own without Chris.
Okay.
It's my little secret thing that I'm doing at the moment.
I thought would have wanted things that you can watch.
No, I like watching things with him, but I just wanted something of my own. He has his own stuff. Mm. I didn't have my own thing, right?
So this is yours.
I'm trying to get off Instagram and scrolling mindlessly, doing things like that. I wanted something to engage with.
I don't know if the idea of getting off a screen is meant to be replaced with hardcore getting on another screen.
Oh, I'm on it.
So
Josh and Charles. So it's a show about a 40-something woman that gets divorced. Her husband cheats on her and she gets divorced and she moves into New York City and she's got to find her new life, form her new life, and she can't get a job, so she pretends she's 26 and gets a job in a publishing house.
Right. And as a 46-year-old woman, you would love this show. How many seasons? How many episodes?
I don't know how many seasons there are. I think there's like 7 or 8 and I'm into season 4. I'm not going to do any spoilers. Don't worry.
Oh, but so you're in binge center. You've got heaps of episodes in the can and heaps to go.
I've been watching like 3 or 4 in a sitting, but I've started doing sneaky things, like, because I've noticed that Chris isn't really into the fact that I'm watching this. Like, he started a bit of a tone. He'll come to bed and go, oh, you're going to watch your show? Yeah. Like, with attitude. And I'm like, mate, I don't give you attitude when you watch your dumb show, so why are you giving me attitude watching mine?
I can understand, because this sounds like this one sucks. But
it doesn't suck. But then I've been doing things like
as a man, the one about the 46-year-old woman who pretends to be 20
years younger. No, it's a 40-something woman pretending to be 26, okay? But yes, I get it's not. It's still not your thing, right?
Yeah.
But I've been doing things like going, I'm just going to go clean the bedroom and then parking myself in bed and watching it. Or I've been taking an extra long time in the toilet and I can get half an ep out because they're only little 25-minute eps, 15-minute session on the toilet. Don't come in, honey. You don't want to come in.
Don't come in, honey. I'm just smashing an ep out.
Anyway, it's fun.
I reckon we need to bring the partner in question, your partner, my best friend.
He's just going to complain about it.
Well, we'll find out. We'll chat to him next.
This is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
We've just heard about your obsession with this show, Younger, which you've been pretending you're cleaning.
Burning the midnight oil.
Yes.
Watching it.
Watching the show, sneaking into rooms, watching it in cupboards.
Yeah.
we have your partner, Walks, my best friend on the line. Hey, Walks.
Morning.
Afternoon.
I mean, it's late in the day, but that's okay.
hey, Walks, what do you think of this show, Younger?
Well, I've only seen glimpses of it, but it's I think it's in the same vein as like Beverly Hills 90210 and Melrose Place, and it's the same dude that made it.
And I can understand why I've only seen glimpses of it, because to see much more, you'd have to be in the toilet with Carrie. Yeah.
Mm.
Did you know about her hiding and watching?
Well, I don't. There wasn't really much of a secret when she was saying, "I'm going to clean the bedroom," because A, you can hear the show, and also you get in there and there's crap everywhere. The toilet was slightly more secret. Sometimes does take 15 minutes on the toilet.
I don't. I'm very quick. That's not
so,
true.
So is this a case of
I don't know why I'm defending my quickness. I'm very quick.
Pickers is keeping, like, is this a case of everybody wins? Because while she thinks she's getting away with a secret, does this mean you also just get some alone time?
Well, no, because when she's watching Younger, I've got to look after three kids. I can't watch my show.
Hold on. I'm not just giving up on parenting to go watch the show.
I have to watch Bluey, which is actually quite good.
Carrie Bickmore abandons children to watch a show where she wishes she was younger in the toilet.
Actually, the other morning I said to Evie we'd have a lie-in and I gave her my phone and she watched TV and I did watch Younger for a couple of hours.
I did see
you. I'm calling news.com.
Hey, can I ask you seriously though? It irritates you a bit, doesn't it?
Be honest.
I feel like there's a tone every time you ask if I'm watching it.
What about if I rephrase the question, Walks?
Uh-huh.
Does it irritate you that I have heard Carrie talk about this show so much in the last few days, but I haven't heard a peep about you? Does it irritate you that Carrie loves Younger more than she loves you?
I understand that. But what does bother me is, because we try and watch shows together, and every time we've been watching Chernobyl and she falls asleep like before even the thing blew up. Like, she just falls asleep all the time. And when she watches Younger, she's up till 3 a.m. doing 15-minute poo.
Can I also just put one more thing in there? Mm-hmm. It benefits Chris. Friday night, it really got me in the mood.
For what, more Younger?
No, didn't it, babe?
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
He so benefits. We win.
Well, hold on. What got you in the mood? The show?
Oh, nothing. I've just realised that.
So then we're doing what gets you in the mood?
I know what it was. It was that guy. It was the tattooed guy, the pansexual guy.
I like the other one better.
Is it?
But it wasn't
him.
No,
let's do that. Who are you thinking of when you're screwing your partner? What about that? Give us a call.
I honestly wasn't. I was thinking of Chris.
You weren't. You were thinking of Hilary Duff.
That's weird.
That's so weird.
She's in it as well.
Is she? Yeah. Okay, it's not weird. It's weird that you corrected me. 13 10 60. Great. Who are you thinking of when you're with your partner?
These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy.
Something's come between Chris and I.
Yep.
We need to discuss it. I need a solution. I need to feel like I'm not alone.
Is this the blue balls?
He's blue ball. Yep. Not plural.
Oh,
actually,
is it just
he does
one?
Have two. No, he does have two.
Yeah, it's his blue balls.
He does have two.
I can't believe you forgot how many balls your partner had for a little while.
Well, you'd think he only had one because all he spends his life doing is saying to me, honey, have you seen my blue ball?
Have you seen my blue ball?
And I have never seen his blue ball. I don't care about his blue ball. In fact, the
family...
Sure you've seen it. I've seen it. Look, I have seen it.
What are you doing, counting out in your head how many kids you have? Yeah.
It's just that the kids are now often asked, have they seen his blue ball?
Yes.
It's become a family affair that he keeps losing his blue ball.
Yes.
You know he's training for Point to Pinnacle, which he's competing in a couple of weeks' time, and he's really stepped up the training. He's doing a few runs a week and stuff.
You told me he's not doing many runs.
I didn't say
he said he's sitting on his blue ball the whole time.
He has been running, not as much as he should to run up this mountain, but he has been training. But he spends more time stretching and lying on his blue ball than he actually does training.
Yeah, because it's a lot easier. I don't know if you've tried lying down, but it's a heaps easier than running.
No, but on a blue ball, it hurts.
Wow.
I've never seen one of these things. You put it in the joint where it really hurts and you roll around.
Maybe that's why he's losing it. Maybe it's up him.
He's just rolling around so much that it's embedded into his body. No, honestly, I think 80% of his time spent at home is spent lying on his blue ball.
Mate, it's driving you nuts.
It's driving me nuts. I'm sick of him saying to me, honey, where is it? He loses it. He's lost it so many times. The other day he lost it for an entire weekend. He got so agitated about it. The kids were all looking. He offered them money if they found it.
Did they?
We couldn't find the blue ball. And then he sends me a message on Monday and says, found it in my backpack. And I was like, where's the apology for the fact
this
that
is
our
a grown
whole
man
life was turned
with a blue
upside
ball
down?
And a backpack. Oh, it was in my lunchbox. Oh, sorry. Hey, Carrie, have you found my blue ball? at play lunch, I swear I had it. But now it's gone. Oh, don't worry. It's in my backpack. I was playing hopscotch with the other kids in the street, and now I can't find my boy ball.
And then he lost
He's the boss of a workplace, and he's got a blue ball in a backpack. Where's the boss? He's lying down, rolling around on a blue ball.
No, he does.
He You're lost it the other day, but found it in his backpack.
He wears activewear, like his shorts without modesty shorts sometimes and things, to work and runs a company. I'm like, hey, you can't do that. And then if he's lying on his blue ball with his legs in the air, it's too much for his stuff.
Legs in the air?
Well, because sometimes you've got to get your legs, your hips up.
You're looking for it while he's lying down.
He lost it once. Mm. And I said to him, I saw a message beep up on his phone from our cleaner. And I said, what are you texting the cleaner about? He said, I wanted to know if they'd found my blue ball.
Oh my gosh. He's like the baseball guy from Something About Mary.
What's that guy?
Nothing. Oh. Nothing. Let's go. Let's go.
Do you wear a backpack?
Let's go.
Are you a grown man who wears a backpack? No. I need to know. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know
what
I
find amazing about this. He's so the blue ball is for like really stretching, getting in your muscles and stuff.
Yeah.
But as you said, he's not running that much.
No, I think he's a bit injured. He's been injured for a long time.
About my dad wearing lycra when he would ride a bike. He's not riding fast. I don't know why he needs the streamlined capabilities of lycra to get to the cafe.
No, true, but I think Chris's idea is if he can get himself in optimum working order, then he can get himself
Mate,
up this mountain.
I'm not one to argue with Backpack Boy, but I think his idea is very different to the reality of his situation. I reckon on 13, 10, 60.
How often do you reckon elite athletes are rolling on their blue balls?
I don't reckon they've got blue balls. I'd like to know, does your partner reckon they're elite? And what are they doing? Are they stretching? Are they doing a bit of blue ball work? Are they going to see all type of sports therapists?
Said to me the other day when he found it after 2 days of missing it, he found it. He sent me a message going, I love you, babe. And I said, what's that? Because he just had this outpouring of love. And I said, why is that? And then he said, I found my blue ball. He cares that much about it. It's making him feel all the feels inside.
13, 10, 60. Does your partner reckon they're elite and are they an idiot? Give us a call. 13, 10, 60.
This is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
Talking about all the gear and idea.
So my partner, Chris, training for the Point to Pinnacle, but spends a lot of time rolling on and looking for his blue balls.
Rolling on his blue balls.
Has these balls that
he thinks it's going to help him get up a mountain. Yeah, really rolling
gets
on blue
into
balls.
His muscles.
Yeah. And, well, we think that's a bit much. Who is the person who thinks they're an athlete?
My dad thinks he's an athlete. He's about 2 hours every night watching TV, and I've never seen him on the couch.
Is he always on the blue ball?
He's just always rolling on purple balls.
That must be what happens once we get older. You graduate from the... From blue balls to purple balls.
I started doing it myself, so it's a little, but he's an absolute athlete.
Yeah, it's great. I love it, Will.
He started now moving Addie off her playmat where she plays so that he can have the comfort of the mat to roll on his blue ball.
Well, Addie's on the... Yeah, Will?
I'm scared of going in the lounge room because he's just in an uncomfortable position making groaning noises. Quite awkward to be with.
It's hard to have chat too because the pained expression is there, so you think everything you're saying they're annoyed at.
Yes.
When they're not, they're just in pain from rolling on the blue ball.
From rolling on the blue ball. Of course.
Di, are you there, Di?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Di.
Who thinks they're an elite athlete in your life?
Oh, my son. Talk about all the gear and no idea, Tommy. He's 22. He doesn't even get out and run, doesn't go on the street, goes to the gym occasionally, mostly just complains about that he has to go to the gym. He has a $600 machine, not a blue ball, a $600 machine because he's too lazy for the blue ball or to foam roll.
What does the machine do?
Is the machine the massager? Is it like the drill gun?
Yeah. It's called a Hypervolt Hyperice, and it massages your muscles before you work out and after you work out. So you spend more time with this machine than you actually do working out.
Oh, but he wouldn't be able to ask me, do I know where his machine is?
No.
Maybe that's what I need to get. Then he'll stop asking me where his blue ball is.
Are you willing to pay $600 just so your partner doesn't have blue balls?
Chris sometimes runs. At least he does something.
Let's finish with D.
Do you think it, anyway.
No, I'm interested for the joke that you've now censored yourself on.
It wasn't a joke, it was a question.
Anyway. Oh, whether how much you can get for $600?
No, D. D, who's got all the gear and no idea in your life?
Oh, hi, guys. It's my wonderful hubby. Bless his heart. He plays in the over-40s soccer team once a week. He'll get home from work, say the game, 7:30. He'll spend from about 6 o'clock in the room doing his deep heat, getting his strapping on, go through half a roll of rock tape every week.
Oh.
He's probably on the field for about 20 minutes.
Rock tape. And what is he? Where does he put his rock tape, Dee?
Oh, it's the ankles, the knee.
Yeah.
It's usually a bit on the hammy too, just for a bit of support on there. He plays goalie a bit, so he's got to do all the fingers. So
yeah.
He's pretty much, yeah, he's like the mummy man in pink rock tape when he goes to play soccer.
And has he got any boy balls?
I don't think he does.
These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy.
So I have a question from Chris to you, Mr. Little.
He
wants to know if you were born fashionable or if someone taught you what clothes go with what.
Me?
Yes.
You told me that my shoes belong to a geriatric old lady.
Forget that outfit.
Okay.
In general, you have a cool style, yeah?
I think the saying is, I don't agree with that, but I think the saying is that style can't be taught or bought.
Okay.
Is that not what it's about?
That's interesting because for him, he's having a major crisis. He's having an identity crisis because he can't find anything in his wardrobe to wear. He's also found out that he can't work out what goes with what. So he has all these clothes in his wardrobe and he'll pick a tan top to go with a tan pair of pants. Oh. I'm like, mate, they're both tan. You can't wear them together, right?
And he's like, why? As a colorblind man, I can't relate to what you just said. But I did see the other day he wore a grey sweater thing that had like Paddington Bear toggles on it in what I can only describe as my missus made me wear this jumper.
Okay, so he thinks because that I am buying him terrible clothes and I'm
that,
not.
If you bought him that,
I think I may have been responsible for that.
The only reason someone buys someone that is so they don't pick up someone else. You're making him undateable to any other women.
No, I think I've got good style. I think I just can't be there to dress him every day. So what he does with the clothes that I help him buy.
Deliberately sabotaging.
Well, mate,
him.
I've got three kids. I don't need a fourth. Like, I can't be dressing everybody.
Yeah, but those three kids are all dressed well, and then you're sending this mutton dressed up as an even uglier mutton piece of out the door.
Anyway, we were in our meeting today, and my phone kept buzzing and buzzing and buzzing. And Buzz, funnily enough, was like, why is your phone buzzing? And it was Chris in a clothing store sending me jackets. And he's like, I need a new look. Which jacket should I buy? All of them were horrendous. One was a double-breasted tan. No, it was so bad. And Buzz was going, no, no, no. And so Buzz has decided that Buzz thinks he should take him out shopping. Now, I'm concerned that he'd come back in full camouflage because Buzz loves
camouflage. Hang on a second. I'd argue that I'm the most fashionable one of our team.
You could argue that, but it's not true.
No, I've been mistaken. When I've been in Culture Kings before, someone thought
I
worked there.
What's Culture Kings?
Oh, it's a really cool fashion shop.
But people argue the flat earth theory. It doesn't mean they're right. You're exactly right.
It's like Andy Baxter's, mate.
Yes, it'll be aggressive camouflage, but also be a very fast haircut and some sneakers that look like they belong to a man who's about to walk on the moon, I'm all for that.
I think Waltz would look great with a slick fade and some nice sneakers.
I know, but, mate, hold on, he's a boss. He can't wear sneakers and a sick fade on his head.
Yes, he can. He'll just walk back in and I'll go, that's weird. Last week, Walks was our boss and now this aggressive lesbian seems to be telling us what to do.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I bothered to dress him for a week. Like, I put out Monday to Friday's outfits.
God, that makes it,
and
that
then everyone in
so
his office
sad.
Said to him, everyone in his office said
he needs
to him,
you know what
who's
he needs
dressing
to do?
You this week? Because you look different.
No, you know, he needs to just hand in his genitalia. He needs to hand in the spare genitalia that he has on his ankle and his badge, and they say, you're done.
Okay, I give up dressing him then. You can dress him. You and him go shopping
him,
and you dress him. You and Buzz can dress him together. How about you
if
two go take him out dressing and then I'll decide whether I like the new direction.
Right. So what's going to happen in that time is Buzz is going to take him out. I'm going to go to the pub and hang out with my friends.
No, help him.
I've got an idea.
What?
How's this?
What about that little tomato-faced bloke whose shirt is always done up too high and wears his sunnies on his head the whole time, the bald
Who's
bloke,
that?
And tells people what to wear despite him never wearing an outfit that looks
what
any
good
in his life.
What are you talking about? Who's that?
You know the runway guy?
Alex Perry, is it?
Yes, yeah. Bang.
He's
Let's
not
get him
a tomato.
On the case.
What?
He is.
He's not going to come on the case when you just described him as that. Oh,
he's a unit as well. He's huge.
I wouldn't mess with Alex Perry.
He's so huge.
He's enormous. Have you seen Alex Perry recently?
I have seen him at the buffet.
No, he's not enormous in that way. He is ripped.
Let's
Google
Alex
him now. Google Alex Perry now. You tell me you want to take on that man. Look at that, Sonda. He's ripped. I don't know why I asked her. What does she know?
Also, look at that, Sonda. It's just such a great segment. Let's do 13, 10, 60. We say, look at that, Sonda, and we have to guess what Sonda's looking at.
No, how can I help Chris? What are you going to do for him?
I honestly reckon we get Alex Perry.
We've got enough fashion style within our own show.
Yeah, you know what? I actually agree with Carrie. In fact, I've actually made an opener.
Lights, models, guest list.
He's no model. He's dressed by this team, but it's time for Chris Catwalks.
Just do your best, darling.
Chris Catwalks.
I mean, his last name is Walks, so...
Chris Catwalker.
Walker.
I've got a great idea, guys.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a Rubik's Cube party?
No.
So what happens is you each wear a different item of clothing, so pants, T-shirt, and then by the end of it you try and all match up. What I'm trying to say is rather than
Are you drunk?
I love this idea.
No, you haven't let me finish. So rather than be cohesive about one person picking the whole outfit, let's assign things. So Buzz, you've got pants.
Okay. Great.
Because you don't have shoes.
Yes, I'll take the shoes.
Yeah, that's fine. Tommy, Tommy, I'm listening. Okay, Tommy, you've got top half. And Sonda, you've got hat.
Okay, yes, there's amazing. A hat. Amazing.
And actually, I'm not done. Caitlin, you've got gloves. I can't wait.
This is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
Now, we got a plan for my partner, Chris Walker, who thinks he can't dress himself. We've come up with a plan. We're going to present it to him. You ready to go? Can you get him up, Buzz?
Here we go.
Hey, babe, how are you?
Good, how are you?
So, I've been telling the guys about... about your clothing woes and how you don't know how to dress yourself and how you need help.
Yeah, that makes me sound like a bit of a nuffy, but yeah.
That's
I can't
fine.
Help what We're, you are.
Everyone
I'm
was
trying
aware
to
of
help.
You know the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child?
I do know that one, yeah.
Yeah, so we've decided it takes a radio team to dress a Walks. And so rather than putting it into just one of our hands and one of us being solely responsible... We think Buzz. Many hands make light work. No. We've already decided if Buzz was solely
most fashionable guy on the team,
like the angriest lesbian that ever lived. And so, what we are doing is we've each taken an item that we are responsible for, and together that will make your outfit kind of like a Captain Planet esque scenario. Because what are you in charge of?
I'm in charge of shoes, babe. So I'm going to find you some really cool shoes.
Okay, great.
Mm.
Buzz, what are you in charge of?
I'm in charge of your pants, so I'm going to get you a nice tapered leg, I reckon. That'd look great on you.
Walks, I am in charge of your chesticle region. So that'll include T-shirt, shirt, potentially a jacket, but I know what you're thinking. But hang on, guys, there's more people in the team. What are they possibly in charge of? Let's go to Sonda. Sonda, what are you in charge of?
Is your mic on, Sonda?
Yeah, I got my mic on and I got your head covered, Walk, so I'm going to get you a nice spiffing hat.
You know, I've got a very large head. It's 61 centimetres.
Oh, that's good to know.
61 centimetres.
It's a big head. Oh. That's why his nickname was Head at school.
Do I have to tell people I'm dressing Head?
It's just a hard head to manage.
Oh, there's a lot of pressure.
I'm sorry. I think the terminology is all wrong. You're not dressing Head. You're just wandering the streets looking for Head. I think they're very different things.
Thank you.
And we don't want to leave Caitlin out. Mm.
Yeah, mate. I have gloves for you.
Gloves?
So I need gloves? Doing full makeover. Mm.
That's what they do on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, mate. They would do a full head-to-toe makeover. And Buzz also wants to be responsible for a new haircut.
Yes, I reckon a slick fade Walks would look
Hang
good on
Hang on, I've got Head.
No, you've got hat. The hat.
That's right.
All right, do whatever you want because I'll cover it with my hat.
Why do I need a haircut if I'm putting a hat on?
Well, because Buzz wants you to be able to be versatile.
Yeah, it's also rude to wear a hat inside Walks.
And so then you can wear it to your team. Walks. Because I was explaining that last time I dressed you for a full week, Monday to Friday, your team noticed how different you looked. So we thought if we do this for you and you're looking spiffing, you can go to work and just see how you roll when you're the new walks.
Do you know how hard it is to keep authority at work when people know that you dress me?
Well, then start dressing yourself, mate. I've talked to you.
I can't. I literally don't. I haven't got the social cues for dressing for some reason. I wasn't born with it.
It's because you don't have the gloves. I think if you get the gloves first.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Lights, models, guest list.
He's no model. He's dressed by this team, but it's time for Chris. Catwalks.
Just do your best, darling.
The moment that we have all been waiting for, we are joined by your alleged partner and my definite best
alleged
friend.
Alleged partner.
Chris Walker. G'day, Walks.
Hello, Tommy. How are you?
Has something happened that you're now referring to him as alleged?
I don't know. I just thought...
Something you need to inform me about?
I haven't done anything.
Haven't you?
No.
Okay, good. I just like to throw a cat amongst the pigeons early.
So we're on?
Happens.
We're on, babe? We're good?
Yep, we're still together.
Great.
Good stuff. And we still best friends?
Yep.
Great. Bickers has a massive issue with you. She says you dress...
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Then why have
he
you made it...
He has an issue with himself that he can't dress himself and he can't carry on his professional life without being able to work out what to wear.
That's weird, though, because if he had an issue with himself, surely he'd cover that on one of his many TV shows that he makes. But you brought it onto our radio show, which...
The reason I brought it onto our radio show is because he said, how does Tommy do it? Tommy always has good fashion. That's how it became our radio show's problem.
I would have thought a makeover would be better suited to a visual medium, but anyway, here we are. So you've given us each an item. Each member of the team... has a part of the body to make over. Because which part are you in charge of?
Well, slight issue with mine, but I'm in charge of shoes.
Okay, great. You're in charge of shoes.
What's the issue?
We'll go around first and I'll tell you.
Okay. I'm in charge of the pants.
Pant regions.
Pant regions.
I was in charge of chesticles and Sonda.
Head.
Head. Ooh, no, sorry. Sorry, Sonda.
Interestingly, that's how she does it.
Sonda, I'm sorry. We're on air and we're talking about what you're in charge of. That also works. And Tyra had accessories out there. Caitlin, what did you have?
I had gloves or hands.
Okay, gloves or hands.
That's the most frightening bit.
Accessories.
Accessories. You always need to accessorize, mate.
Mate, you don't understand.
A bit of a
fashion.
Scarf, you know, maybe a watch. You're always asking me that you want a new watch.
Bad. And so you've walked in at the moment. You haven't seen any of these items, Walks. Describe for the people the outfit that you're currently in.
Well, interestingly enough, I had a shower. It's not interesting that I had a shower. I had a shower every day. But when I got out of the shower, our four-year-old Evie had very kindly laid out clothes, which she's obviously been listening to you guys. And
she's
excited that I don't know.
No, she just has better fashion sense than you.
Well, she did a pretty good job, I reckon. I don't know. I mean, Tommy, you're the...
You are wearing a Billabong t-shirt, which is awesome. You are wearing a skater belt. You're one of those belts that's got the excess bit of flap that hangs down.
Is it hanging down?
Never really enjoyed.
No, and you are wearing what can only be described as turd brown slacks. Suede shoes on in there. So you look quite... It's smart casual.
Smart casual. And not, but for a four-year-old.
But if for a four-year-old. Yeah. Sorry. Mm. Smart, casual, and...
But my issue, I just want to point out the issue with the outfit, which is Chris's issue. For example, that top...
You want to point out... You want to point out Chris's issue. Okay. Great.
No, that top is a top he'd wear to bed, say, but now he's paired it with his casual slacks and suede shoes to wear to work. That's what Chris's issue is. He can't get it all together in an outfit.
That's what Chris's issue is. Is it? Okay.
It is.
Also, slacks are a real-life decision.
Are they?
Yeah.
But hold on, I didn't have the heart to not wear what she like.
Oh, mate, you would wear that on your own without Evie's involvement.
See,
let's be
this
honest.
Is where the alleged partner bit came in because there is some real spice in the air.
What decision have I made by wearing slacks?
I think you've given into middle age. Yeah. Well and truly.
I want to reverse that.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Billabong t-shirt almost does it.
I know this is funny. I know this is funny to all of you. Yeah. This is genuinely a problem.
You know what you look like? You know those books you get as a kid where you have a top and a middle and a
and
bottom?
And
one's a cowboy
like.
And one's a spaceman.
And one's a doctor at the top. Yeah.
You look like someone's flipped all the pages and gone, have a look at this combo. How's that go together? So anyway, we're all here for you. We've all picked out our items and we're ready. Are you ready for your makeover?
Yes.
We should mention we haven't all spoken to each other except for Buzz and I. Buzz and I, when such crucial items, chesticles and panticles, are combined, they need to kind of go together. Or you end up with a disaster like someone wearing slacks and a billabong.
I should point out I was in charge of shoes only, the tight turnaround and having three children. I couldn't.
You're not the only one that has three children. They're my children too.
I know, but I'm trying to dress you as well, and I didn't get round to it, so I sent Buzz the shoes I want, so I'm just not 100% sure what he's got you.
And
As I said, most fashionable person in the team, you have nothing to worry about, Gary.
Yeah, great.
Oh, God.
I reckon Annabelle's the most fashionable person.
That's enough from you. We have to get to a song.
Let's go.
I look forward to meeting my new alleged partner after the break.
These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy. Lights, models, guest list.
He's no model. He's dressed by this team, but it's time for Chris Catwalks.
Just do your best, darling.
I've got my eyes closed. It's I'm waiting for the big else. Reveal. I want to see my new partner. What have you got for me? If you've just joined us...
We are now literally alleged.
Carrie's partner.
I've got my eyes
Carrie's
closed.
Alleged partner and my definite best friend asked for a makeover from the team.
Yeah, he feels like he can't put an outfit together on his own.
And we have given him... We each got to pick an area of body to dress. Head was covered. Accessories was covered. I was testicles.
And?
Jeans, because
and we had a discussion off air whether we should dress him in a comical way or whether we should genuinely all try and find nice things that would make a good outfit that he could wear because he's got to wear this to work on Monday.
We decided we'd go for a real outfit. He's the boss.
So I'm hoping that all together we've created a really respectable man that can just own the joint.
Before we reveal, should we quickly go through who got him what?
Yes.
And the only people that knew what other people were getting were me and you, Buzz.
We coordinated,
Because I was top half.
Yep. And I was bottom half.
And you were bottom half. And we thought it would look ridiculous if we don't team up.
Because you don't want that. Because you are the boss and you are a respectable man, Chris Walker.
Why don't we start with the feet?
Yep. So
I was in charge of shoes and I thought, you know what, you want to look younger so you could wear like a cool trainer to work. Only I didn't get time to buy it. So I left that up to Buzz to do.
How would you describe what's on your feet?
The shoes are good.
Great. I've done well.
I can't see him yet, so I've got my eyes closed.
The final reveal after. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then let's just have a look because I think it's going to give you more impact if you just look. We're not knowing anything. I reckon you should just feast your eyes.
Okay.
And also, get ready because you will want to pounce.
Am I going to? Okay.
Can I just point out? I just saw your boss Gemma too.
Okay.
Did she know it was you?
Did she give you a wink at you because she looked so hot?
Yes. Did she think, who's this model that's tuned into town?
Yes.
It's hard to know what she was.
Walks, just before Carrie sees you, is there anything you would like to say?
I feel like you've taken this problem seriously.
Are you feeling more confident?
I feel pretty vulnerable walking through
there. Oh, babe, don't feel vulnerable. I'm sure you're awesome.
There's 100 people out there I've never met.
Okay, you look great. Bickers, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Drum rolls, here we go.
He's got denim cut-off shorts on. And he's got a denim shirt that I took the, and a little red scarf and
a beret.
Yes.
Why are you wearing a beret and
what can only be described as gloves that as O.J. Simpson gloves. And with the shirt
you look like a chimney sweeper.
With the shirt I took the liberty walks. Everybody,
holes in it?
Yes, it's got nipple holes. But also, I thought you've got good guns, so the sleeves had to go. And
you have good guns, babe.
I cut off every button except two.
I noticed that.
Yeah, and that was because I wanted you to have a casual option where you could undo the top, and then you've just got your one midriff button. Or when you're at the office, you can do up the top one.
I got dressed with Sonda and I had to ask her how many buttons you do up in this particular thing.
Oh, I see you've gone with the formal look.
Oh, see, you guys haven't done what we were planning to do. You've just made him look ridiculous.
He said, I'm better than this. And you've just turned me into a...
And now he's got to go into work on Monday and actually conduct himself in front of people. That was the deal.
I know less about getting dressed now than I did this morning.
Bro, I actually think...
Don't say that.
You look great.
You don't think that at all.
You look great.
I think
mate,
you look
you're
amazing.
A comedian. No. This entire thing has been a big joke to you. This is our life. I have to walk next to this. I have to walk next to the chimney sweep / stripper.
This is your radio show.
No, but I decided to allow the people to have a say on my team.
Can I just say, if I went to work like this, I'd be arrested with it.
There'd be complaints.
I've spotted a problem.
Yeah.
The socks look ridiculous. Who was in charge of socks?
They were just the socks I was wearing.
Oh, that's why. They're yours.
Okay. Love you, babe.
Love you too, hun.
Sorry.
Which bit do you like?
Not a lot of it. The bit underneath it all.
I'm a chance tonight.
This is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.